Hello, everyone. Welcome to the adventures of Ox and Lily Timbers.
Timbers!
I'm your DM, Tim.
Tim. And I'm Isaac. Ox? Ox. Ox. Ox.
And I'm Lily.
This is a family-friendly D&D podcast.
Okay.
Why don't you go ahead and tell me about Ox?
I'm a forest gnome barbarian.
Yep.
And I have 998 AC.
What?
No, I have 15. I have +3 strength, +2 dexterity, +3 constitution, +4 intelligence, +2 wisdom, and +0 charisma.
That's pretty good.
And I have 25 feet walking. I have a great axe, so that's right here. And my great axe is right on my my right shoulder. And I have 2 hand axes on my hips, and my javelin is also on my hip. And my max HP is 15, and I'm an outlander.
Very cool. You know, I think that what people want to know more than the numbers on your sheet is, what's your character like? What does he enjoy? What does he want? What's his personality like?
He wants to destroy every monster in the world and have lots of honor.
Cool. Very cool. Okay, tell me a bit about Lily.
She's a forest gnome. She's a wizard forest gnome. She's an outlander. She has pink hair and a Santa hat looking hat. And she has a dagger on her hip and a quarter staff on her back. And she wants to make as many friends as possible.
Okay. And now correct me if I'm wrong, but Lily and Ox are brother and sister, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right. Okay.
That's why we're both redheads.
I'm a pinkhead. Right.
A pinkhead?
I'm super jealous of red hair. Yeah. If you have red hair, geez, I'm super jealous.
Like you in real life?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. So, our adventure begins in a place called The Grove. The Grove is hidden in the middle of a forest, and it's where a small group of forest elves live. There's about 200...
Gnomes.
There's about 200 forest gnomes living in the Grove.
You said forest elves.
I did say forest elves. I meant gnomes.
I say in gnomish, "Hey everyone, I'm a gnome barbarian. Want to see what I can do? Because I'm pretty tough."
Okay. So, there's about 200 gnomes that live in this forest. That's not very many. And their goal in life is to hide from the rest of the world.
Why?
Because the rest of the world is very scary to them.
Not scary to me.
Well, you're a barbarian.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you're a little tougher than the rest of the gnomes.
Mm-hmm. And I'm the strongest gnome in my village.
Yeah, cool.
Because I have +3 strength. And Lily has -2 strength. So I'm way stronger. It's probably, like, pretty average for a gnome.
Yeah,
-2,
being not very strong. Yeah, you might be right about that. Okay, so you two live with your parents, Martha and Stuart.
Martha and Stuart.
Isn't that your calendar?
Martha and Stuart Timbers.
Can I do a skill check to try and sneak past them and try and scare
You don't even know where you are yet.
Can I?
Okay, go ahead.
16 plus 2.
So what are you trying to do?
I'm trying to scare my mom.
Okay.
So I got an 18 total.
So you sneak up behind your mom and what do you do?
I jump up and I grab her shoulders and say, "Hello, Martha."
Your mom goes, you shouldn't do that to me on the big day.
I start laughing my head.
What big day?
Okay, it is your grandpa's 300th birthday.
Whoa.
What the heck?
Yeah, forest gnomes can live to 300 to 500. And your grandpa, his name is Billy James Stewart Alston Zook Timbers.
Oh, because they have 8 names?
Yeah, but people around the grove just call him Big.
Big?
Yeah.
Wow. He's a big guy.
Because he's kind of big for a gnome, meaning he's like 4 feet and 1 inch.
Yeah. I'm 3 feet.
Yeah. He's kind of big for a gnome, but he's also like he's kind of the unofficial leader. The grove doesn't have a leader, but if it did, it would be Big. So today.
And you probably shouldn't have such an old leader. They die sooner.
He's not old for a.
He's a little old for a gnome. So you are currently there's
I can't wait to fight. I'm just a gnome barbarian. Just taking down monsters every day.
Yeah. So there's a giant tent. There's musicians playing.
Ooh, I love musicians.
There's food everywhere.
I grab my horn and I say, "Woo!" And I was like, "I'll order a taco."
You get a taco.
Can I go look to the musicians and start playing my flute with them?
Sure, give me a performance check.
A performance?
Yeah, that's right.
Is that with a 20?
Yeah, that's with any ability score is with the
d20.
I go. Performance?
I scarf down my taco and run over. And I skip over. And I. And I play my horn like.
You fit in with. You rolled a 10?
Yeah.
You fit in with the band. You do a good job.
Yeah, nice.
And
I try.
My flute and I go like.
What am I rolling for?
Did you pick a musical proficiency?
No.
No? Okay.
I just picked a flute.
Okay. I thought. Okay. Right, but you picked a flute as your proficiency, I think, so it's actually 12, so you do pretty well. Go ahead. What are you doing?
He wants to do what I did, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Roll a performance check.
7.
7, okay.
-4. Just kidding.
Is it actually just a pure 7, or do you need to? Is it actually 7?
It's even.
Okay, it's even. So you try and you blow your horn, but it's pretty squeaky, and people are looking at you like, maybe just let the band play the music.
Am I in the band? Can I keep playing?
You fit in with the band. You're.
I'm just like, fine, and I run away.
Right.
And then I cast minor illusion and hide, and then I make it seem like I'm playing perfectly.
Okay. Cool. Okay. So you guys are playing your music, and you see your mom and dad are sitting and listening, and they're looking at you. They're pretty happy with your music, Your grandpa, Big.
I do another self check on Martha?
Sure.
4. 4 plus 6.
What were you trying to do?
I was trying to do the same thing.
Scare her again? Okay,
like,
so you. You try and scare her, but she just turns around and looks at you and goes, "Ox. Oh, maybe you could help carry some tables over there? There's guests who need a place to sit."
I flex and I'm like, "No problem."
Okay.
Can I do a strength check?
Sure.
One.
So you try and lift the table, but like...
So that's a four.
Yeah, it just like slips out of your hand and falls on the ground.
And it just lands on it, just...
And there's like a whoopsie daisy.
Yeah.
No, I don't say that. That's what you're like in your mind. Can I roll for initiative on the table?
No, you can't. The table doesn't get an initiative roll.
No, but it...
You want to break the table? Are you mad at it?
Mm-hmm.
You can just roll an attack roll.
Nine. I'm using my javelin.
So what's the total then? Is that the total?
14.
13?
14.
14. So you smash this table.
And then I walk back and I'm like, done. And I look over to the smashed table and I'm like, whoops. What's Martha like?
Martha's like, Ox, what are we going to do with you? You need an outlet.
What's that?
So they can turn you off.
Oh. That's funny. That's not what I meant, but we're going to go with it. You need like a switch so that we can just turn you off sometimes.
I grab my headband and I put it down on my eyes and then I pretend to turn off and then I go back down and now I'm like, well, you got one.
So, Big gets up on stage and he starts giving a speech. You see him waving his hands around and he goes, thanks everyone for coming. It looks like the whole grove came out. I see the boggarts. I see the tophers. I see the timbers.
Topher?
Where are timbers?
That's us!
Everybody made it out. Thanks so much. I love living at the Grove. I would never in my whole life want to live anywhere else. And everyone gives a big cheer and starts playing music.
I blow my horn.
Yeah.
And I play my flute.
And he says, and thank you so much for all my presents. And he points over and there's a big pile of presents.
Did we give him any presents?
Yeah, what did you give him?
I gave him
a long sword.
Cool.
I gave him... a pillow that's... Wait, is he our grandpa?
Yeah, he's your grandpa.
Oh, he's 300 and we're 18 and 17 and 18.
Yeah.
So but we're anyways, very young.
I gave him a pillow that I sewed on, and I sewed on the letters that make, best grandpa ever.
Nice. Okay.
I say, and on mine it says, and I put like a little magical line... Like, I did a minor illusion on it.
Okay.
So that when it's died, it says something. And it says...
What, the short, the long sword?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it says, to Grandpa, love Ox Timbers.
Oh, that's great. I like that. And you see that...
But I write in Gnomish.
Okay.
He can probably read Gnomish. He's 300 years old.
Yeah.
And you see that even the little forest animals have come out to congratulate him. Like little squirrels. Because forest gnomes have a really good relationship with all the tiny little forest creatures.
I walk over to a squirrel and I crouch down and I say, rip open that. And I point to the present with the long sword in it.
Okay, so you see the squirrel run over to the presents. It gets really close, and then suddenly it stops. And it goes, it looks around, and it sniffs at the air, and it runs in the opposite direction.
Can we talk to them, or no?
You can give, like, very simple... directions to them. You can't have like a conversation.
Like, what's wrong?
And it just squeaks, squeak, squeak, and runs off into the forest.
I go to Big, and I'm like, these squirrels just came over and sniffed all over the place and stuff, and then they ran off.
Big gives you a very concerned look. He glances over to the table with the presents where the squirrel was, and
dragons.
He says,
"No, he doesn't do that. Dragons are in my presents."
He says, "Maybe I ought to go check this out." And he starts.
Yeah, you should open all your presents.
I have my great axe out, like facing all the presents,
and I'm playing very dramatic music on my flute.
Background music.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Big looks at you, Ox, and he says, Now, I'm sure it's fine. There's no reason to have your weapons out. And he gets to the table. He looks at the presents. He says, Everything here looks normal. And you can see that the presents are, like, right next to some trees. I want you both to give a perception check.
Okay.
Perception?
Yeah.
I got a 16 total.
My perception is minus one.
Yeah.
Mine is plus two.
So I got an 8.
Okay. So Ox, as Big approaches the table, you look up and you see in the tree above the table, in one of the tree branches, is standing a bullywug.
I grab my... I say, Bing, watch out! And I throw my javelin. So I'm gonna roll for initiative.
Are you gonna... Okay. The bullywug jumps out of the tree towards Big, and then two other bullywugs run out of the forest.
I'm like, oh my lanta!
Big is gonna run for it. But he trips on his way and falls over.
You did?
Big.
Oh, no. I run up to Big and I do a medicine check on him.
He's okay. He just fell.
No.
Medicine check is for when someone gets, like, knocked out.
Oh.
So it is your turn, though. So, Lily, you can try and help Big out of the way, or you can try and attack the bullywugs with something.
I give, Big my quarterstaff, and he can use it to help get up, since he's 300 years old. So I need something to help him get up.
Yeah, no, that's a great idea. You help Big get up and out of the way with your quarterstaff, and I will say that doesn't take a full action. You can do something else, too, if you want. Do you want to cast some kind of spell or something?
Sure. I cast poison spray.
Poison spray, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
so
a cantrip.
Yeah. So the creatures must make a constitution saving throw. We said your spell save is 14, I believe. Okay.
My spell save?
Yeah.
Does it say that?
Right above your spell list. Spell save DC.
Oh, 14.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, so. Okay. 1 second.
How many of those things are there?
There's three of them. And one of them, two of them passed their saving throws and one of them failed. So you can roll
a... So one of them dies?
Well, no, you gotta roll a d12.
Why?
To see how much damage you do.
This one?
Yeah.
Eight.
Okay, 8. That bullywug is very hurt.
Alright, I try and swing my great axe.
Poison spray is a good cantrip.
Yeah, it is pretty good. Do you want to swing at the one that's already hurt, or do you want to swing at the healthy ones?
Healthy.
Okay.
16 plus 5.
Okay, that's a hit.
21. 2 plus 3, so 4.
4 damage, okay. 4 damage on healthy bullywug.
Actually, I'm gonna go up to hurt. What?
I think it's a little late. You already said you were going after a healthy one. Okay. Okay, now the bullywugs are up. One of them, I gotta say, two of them go after Ox. First one misses. Second one, what's your AC?
Me?
Yeah.
15.
Okay. Wait, no, this is the second attack. Okay. So the first one misses with its bite, but then it hits you with a spear.
Ew. I don't want to get frog spit on me.
Well, good thing it only hit you with its spear then. Okay, you take 4 damage. Okay, the second one also goes after you.
So I'm at 11.
And hits you with both its bite and its spear.
Ugh, covered in frog spit.
Yeah.
What are these things again that we're fighting called?
Bullywugs. They're giant frog people.
People? How are they frogs but they're people?
They're like frogs that walk on 2 legs, basically.
That's creepy.
Okay. Okay, and one of them is going after you.
Lily?
Lily.
What HP am I at now?
You're at 4 HP.
Ooh.
Alright, so it...
my armor class is 13.
Okay. It misses with its bite. And totally misses with its spear.
One.
It misses so hard, it accidentally puts its spear in the ground and is trying to pull it back out now.
Did he roll 1?
He did roll 1. Alright, that is... back to you, Lily. It's your turn.
I do poison spray again.
Okay. There,
wait, there's 2, right?
There is 3.
Oh, well, I want to do an unhealthy one.
Unhealthy one. Okay. Last time I accidentally let you do it on all 3. I made a mistake. Oh. But it's only 1. The healthiest one?
The healthiest one.
Okay. So he has to beat... Okay. He passes. You do not successfully poison him.
That's sad.
It is sad. You do have 1 spell that never misses.
What's what?
Magic missile never misses. So next time, keep that in mind.
But
okay.
That's a spell.
Yeah, you have 2 spell slots you can use. It's up to you. It's up to you. It's just a suggestion. Okay.
Ox, your turn.
Ox.
15 plus 5, so 20.
And who are you swinging at?
The healthy.
Healthiest. The healthiest? There's one who's, like, almost dead, there's one who's totally healthy, and there's one who's a little hurt.
A little hurt.
A little hurt, okay.
I don't
need
them.
9 plus 3.
12. You hit this bullywug in the chest, and he goes flying backwards, and he's out.
Nice. He's, like, gone.
Yeah.
Gone forever.
That's right. Okay, so the bullywugs, one of them is going to go after Oxygen. Misses. The other one goes after Lily. Also misses. Back to you, Lily.
I want to do poison spray again.
Okay.
What?
Sounds good. I was supposed to... they're supposed to attack you twice, but I only did it once. They tried to bite you, and they forgot to use their spears. Okay.
Okay.
You're casting poison spray?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. At the... almost dead one or the totally healthy one?
Almost dead one.
Almost dead. Oh, he fails his constitution saving throw. Go ahead and roll damage.
Okay. What's the damage for? Like.
It's just the straight number. You don't add anything.
Okay, 2.
2. Okay.
Is he dead?
Is so close to dead. He could not be any closer to dead if he tried. And as you're doing this, by the way, you notice that every other gnome that was at the party, and there were 200 gnomes there, they have all disappeared.
Oh.
They're all hiding.
What about Big?
Big is still there. Big is kind of limping away with his quarterstaff.
My quarterstaff.
Yeah, your quarterstaff. That's right. But every other gnome has disappeared.
So he's trying to go away.
That's right, yeah. Okay, Ox, go ahead.
Great Ox.
Okay.
17 plus 5 hits.
Hits? And are you going after the healthy one or the nearly dead one?
Nearly dead.
Okay.
7 plus 3.
That guy is dead.
I didn't even have to roll.
No, it's true. You could have not rolled and the result would have been the same. Okay. There's one bullywug left standing. He goes after Lily.
Oh.
He misses. Yeah. With his bite, he remembers to use his spear. And he misses again, so it didn't even make a difference.
Okay.
Okay, back to you, Lily.
I'm going to use
poison spray.
Yeah.
Poison spray again, okay. He's going to make a constitution saving throw. And he fails, so roll your d12.
One.
Okay.
Isn't that 10?
That's a 10.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. Yeah, 10.
Okay, this guy nearly dies. He's laying on the ground coughing from the poison. He's like,
I'm glad I picked poison spray.
We just wanted to steal all of his presents.
Well, too bad. Happening.
Can I try and hit him with my great axe?
You sure can.
5 misses.
You know what? I just told you that he was laying on the ground coughing. You can roll with advantage.
11 plus 5.
That's a hit.
2 plus 3.
This guy is done. You have defeated the bullywugs.
Bye.
You see Big.
I say, wait, I forgot his autograph.
His autograph?
But I'm joking.
Turns around and he shouts out, yeah, that shows you to mess with the timbers.
Timbers!
I blow my horn and I play my flute.
And all the gnomes start coming back out. Some of them had been in their houses. Some of them were hiding behind trees. Some of them were hiding behind rocks. Some of them were just like inside of a bush. And they all just pop out and start cheering and do a performance check again.
Wait, both of us?
Yeah, both of you.
With the
20? Yeah.
16 plus 2, so
19.
18.
But it was a 20 because mine's -1.
Oh, no, that's a nat 20. If you roll a nat 20, it's a nat 20 no matter what. So, you guys, after defeating these bullywugs, saving Big and his presence, play the best song that anybody in the Grove has ever heard, and they have a massive dance party to celebrate.
Wait. I yelled to Big, open up all your presents!
Big opens up his presents. He finds jewelry. He finds gold people had given him. He finds snacks. He finds new clothes. Yeah, lots of good stuff in there. And he goes,
what does he say when he opens up our presents?
He says, I love this sword. I'm too old to fight with it, but I'll hang it on my wall. Lily, remind me what you got him?
A pillow with a hand sewn on, best grandpa ever.
And he finds the pillow, and he's got the pillow in one hand and the sword in the other, and he sheds a tear, and he says, you guys really are the best grandchildren an old man could ask for.
I run up and I hug him. I whisper to him in his ear, can I have my, quarterstaff back, please?
Oh, of course. He hands it to you.
I run up and I jump off his shoulder and I poke him in the head with my with the end of my javelin gently.
What? Why?
Whoa, young man, you are so unpredictable. You really need an outlet.
I'm like, that's what mom said. I'm like, yeah, I've heard that like a million times.
So, that night, you guys go back to your home and you're about to go to bed and your parents call you into the living room to sit on the couch with them.
Oh no.
That's not very good.
Doesn't seem good. And they look at you and your mom says, Lily, Ox, you two really showed us something today.
Thank you.
You're really special kids. And your mom says, in fact, you're so special.
We're sending you to a boarding school.
You're not supposed to know that yet. In fact, you're so special that we don't think you should be forced to hide with the rest of the gnomes.
I'm not hiding.
That's right. That's how this gnome Grove has survived for all these years. We've hidden from every bullywug. There were 200 gnomes and 3 bullywugs. We just survived by hiding. But you two.
Well, I survived with my weapons.
That's what we're saying.
I blow my horn as loud as I can in my mom's ear. She go deaf.
Why do you do that?
Because I hate what she's saying. She's saying I'm scared and I hide.
No. She's saying that you're super strong and you don't need to hide.
That's right. What she's saying is that every other gnome in the grove is scared and survives by hiding. But you two stood up to the bullywugs and defeated them. So you two...
Okay, don't do that. Good.
You two deserve better than what these gnomes are doing. And your dad says, we want to send you to Devlo's school for young adventurers.
That's what I saw.
Okay. That's right. You saw... You obviously saw the brochure I had sitting on the table and knew I wanted to send you to a school, your dad says. But it's a school for young adventurers.
Do we have to leave you guys?
You would have to leave us. We could visit on holidays. You would have to stay there, though. It's in the big city. It's in,
New York. New York is called the big city.
It is called the big city.
It's called Broccoli City. It's called Eat Your Vegetables City.
Let's go Brock with City. Sparkling ice. City. We could go with Brock City.
Brock City.
You're going to Brock City, where the school is. We can visit on holidays. We'll come see you every once in a while. But, you know, Lily, you could learn more of those magical wizard skills you've been showing us. You're always in your books. You're always studying magic. Ox, you
are never studying magic.
You are so strong and so brave that they will teach you how to use all that energy the best way you can and to be as good as you can.
I'm like, yeah, I'm the strongest gnome in the village.
That's right.
Probably the strongest gnome ever. And then I salute them and I run down, get my coat on, my shoes on, and my little fluffy socks.
Well, your mom says, hold on. It's the middle of the night now. We'll go in the morning.
I'm like, thank you. I'm like, you want me to use all this energy the best way I can? Well, this is one of the best ways.
All right, we'll get some sleep tonight. In the morning, we'll take you to the school.
I'm like, all right.
I'm so excited.
And I run down and can I roll the d20 to see how well I sleep?
To see how well you sleep? What would that skill even be?
Sleeping. I have a spell that sleep.
Maybe it'd be wisdom?
Go for it. You don't have to roll to sleep, but go for it.
21!
You have the best sleep. You dream about all your favorite things.
I dream about killing orcs and being the strongest.
Yeah. Alright. And that...
And then I wake up and I get my boots on and my coat and I run out and I'm like, God, Mom and Dad.
And that's where we'll end this session.
No! Alright. Hello. Tomorrow we will maybe have another episode of the adventures of Ox and Lily.
Brother and sister.
Brother and sister.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.